Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. How my baby's doing on today? Yes, what's cracking with my babies? Ooh, y'all like it when I do it like that. Don't you? Yes. So listen. Oh my God. Like I said, this is Just a Touch of J, baby. And I got to put this out there in pieces for you. So before I get started, how my babies out there doing? Happy Sunday. I hope you guys are having an amazing day. Shining on them because they hate it, baby. Doing what it is that I do, what I do, what I do. Yes. That's what I'm on here doing. Just doing what it is that I do. I hope you guys are out there doing the same. With your sweet, sexy, fine selves. Yes. I know y'all out there being so thorough and so wise. Oh, my gosh. I know y'all are. And why do I tell y'all so thorough and so wise? Why? Come on. Y'all already know. Because God made you that way. Yes. It's Sunday. You know, I got my inspirational Sundays going on and everything. Oh, my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. Yes. And you know, God got y'all out here just living your best life. So salute to you, God, for doing what it is that you do. Okay. And also, oh my gosh, y'all know I can't forget. I cannot forget to do this. Oh my gosh, no. Hi, haters. Because y'all need this word too. Yes. So listen, big shout out to everybody that's been following me. All of my new subscribers, all of my new loves, all of my new supporters. I love you guys. I love my babies. Thank you so much for just everything that you just been doing. Showing love to Just a Touch of J, and I've been giving it right back to y'all. So listen, let me go ahead and get to the point. Child. Ooh, so listen, I'm in here doing my thing. You know, like I said, doing what it is that I do, what I do, what I do. Yes, right? So God is over here working with me, child. Listen, I'm in here. Listen, I was listening to, what's his name? John Gray. I was listening to John Gray earlier. Okay, so that's going to be on my, name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. Go ahead and check it out and put some stuff out there in pieces for you. Okay, he was spitting that good knowledge earlier. You know he was. Y'all got to go ahead and check that out. Then, you know, because in the morning time, see, this is what I like to do, y'all. I like to just put it on my YouTube sometimes. And when I'm working out or doing what it is that I do, what I do, what I do, you know, I just let it play. And I just let God go ahead and just speak to me through it. You know, through the passes if I'm listening to it or whatever. So, child, guess what comes up? T.D. Jakes. Now, for all of y'all who don't know who T.D. Jakes is, he's a pastor. You know, he's out there. Sarah Jakes Roberts, that's his daughter. And, you know, he's on there talking about his new book. Yes, child. Crushing. I think it's called Crushing, child. Let me make sure I got it right. Crushing, Crushed. Listen, go ahead and check it out. But that's the new book, okay? So he's on there. He's being interviewed, all right? And he's talking about basically what I was talking about. You know, some of the stuff. Remember I had did that episode for y'all, you know, when it's supposed to be. That's why it's so hard. So he's on there talking about when you get crushed, how you have to get crushed in life. Because sometimes these hard things, like I told y'all, okay, these hard things, man, y'all know what happens when things are hard. They shape you. They turn you around. You know, they show you life differently. So that's what basically he's talking about. So he's on there. He's talking about how they're interviewing him, right? And they're asking him all these questions. And he's on there. And he's just like, listen, he's telling them that his 13-year-old daughter, which is Sarah Jakes Roberts, you know, now, she comes to him and she's like, I'm pregnant at age 13, okay? And he's talking about how his mom had died, okay? Well, his mom was dying in the process of it, I'm sorry. So his mom's dying in the process of Sarah Jakes Roberts coming to him. You know, Sarah's like, look, Dad, I'm pregnant. And the mom is dying. And then right after that, he's talking about how the stepmom died. Okay, so he's basically talking about how he was just his wife when the daughter came in, when Sarah walked in, like, look, I'm pregnant. How the wife slid down the wall, the wife was all messed up. He only talked about how he was cursing and how he was, you know, just praying to God and just all messed up, discombobulated, because his daughter 13. For y'all who are out there who got kids, could you imagine your kid coming to you? You the pastor of this church. You trying to live your life. You trying to do what it is that you do. And you know you came through hard times and everything. Your mom is dying. Then your 13-year-old walk in like, yeah, you know I'm pregnant. That mean everybody at the church about to know. You know, all this stuff. And his mom, you know, she had like all times where she was messed up and had other issues where she didn't even know who he was. You know, he just going through a hard time. And then the daughter walks in. Can y'all just imagine? Yes, child. Listen, this is just a touch of J, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. So listen, he's talking about all these things that he went through in life. You know, read a story, get into all of that, and, you know, figure it out, you know, basically what I'm talking about. Because basically, it was just rough for him. Okay, so I want to connect with y'all. I got to come to y'all. Have y'all ever just been in some situations where it's just been hard? You feel like you've been crushed? Child, I know I've been there. Listen here, y'all. This is just a test day. You know I got to keep it 100 with y'all. I always give y'all my testimony. I have been there. I have been crushed. I told y'all I cry every day for 6 months. Child, couldn't get out the bed. No, nothing was jacked up. Okay, but what he's saying is that when you crushed and you all messed up like that, that it's a good thing. And he compares it to grapes. Now, listen, y'all. Look, listen here. I'm trying to put this thing out there. Please, for you. I'm getting so hyped right now. So when, you know, they make wine, shout out to my 4 bottles of wine that will be coming out in the future because God is, you know, a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. Make sure y'all check out that new podcast that I did with that Nipsey Hussle because I did quote that on there too in Tupac. But anyway, back to the issue at hand. When you go ahead and you make wine, you gotta crush grapes. It's a process to this thing. There's levels to this, okay? So crushing of the grapes makes the wine. You know, and it's a process. It's like, you know, you do certain things to the grape, you crush them certain ways. It makes the wine, you know, taste different. You might crush them early in the season, late in the season, you know. Come on now, y'all know where I'm getting to with this. This is just a touch of jam. I swear I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. But the crushing, the pain, you know, all the struggles and things you got to go through, that all that type of stuff is going to make a great thing. So basically what he's saying is, all right, let me try to wrap this up, is that we have to go through certain things in life and endure this crushing. Now, sometimes, look, this is what he said, and look, and I agree with him. I used to do it, okay? When it start coming, y'all see that crushing coming? Because don't nobody want to be crushed like no grapes. You be like this, look, I'm up out of here, I don't know. And you tend to run from stuff. You understand what I'm saying? Child, I used to be on the run. Okay, something start coming close to me. I'm like, oh no, I got to dodge this thing. But he says you can't. And see, now I understand that, you know, because I'm older now and, you know, I'm going through things. But I just remember, you know, growing up, when I seen it coming, I would be like, oh no, I was like a runner. I used to run from problems and stuff. Y'all can't do that. Remember, I told you sometimes it's hard because it's supposed to be. You know, because when things are supposed to be, they supposed to be hard sometimes. You understand what I'm saying? I had to learn that, to tell y'all that. Okay, so let me go ahead and try to wrap this up again for y'all, okay? So since I had to learn that, I had to understand that the crushing was what was going to make me stronger. You understand what I'm saying? So y'all got to endure that too, because it's supposed to be hard. That's why it's so hard. That's supposed to be. You got to endure that crushing. And that crushing is going to go ahead. It's going to shape you into what it is that you are supposed to be in life. You got it? Now, this is just a touch of J, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in peace for you. Y'all know I ain't no pastor. Y'all know I ain't trying to do all that. You know, I'm just trying to get ahead and just tell you my life experiences because, and you want me to tell you something else too. I know some of y'all out there, y'all know me. You know, and listen, because it's a lot of y'all out there. Listen to me. It's over 10K. It's over 20, 30, 40, 50. It's a lot of y'all out there listening to me, okay? And when y'all out here, y'all listening to me, I got to go ahead. I got to share my testimony. Because when you share, that lets someone else know that they can go ahead and get over this too. Listen, What if I had stopped and ran from all of this stuff that I had going on? Remember, I told you I was crying and I was jacked up and I was messed up because I had went through this relationship and I had all this stuff going on in my life. I had myself together. Okay? And sometimes we go through that type of stuff. But what if I just ran from the crushing? There would be no Just a Touch of Jay. Y'all wouldn't be listening to me on no mobile app. There would be no Making Love in V's Kitchen. Do you understand what I'm saying? There would be no podcast because I wouldn't have went through what I had to go through to endure that. I had to be crushed so God could go ahead and make that wine. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all always, listen, if you know who I am, y'all know I get better with age. I am fine like wine. Okay? Y'all know at 42 years old, I look fabulous. Okay? This is Just a Touch of Jay, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. So if y'all want to go ahead and look fabulous like me, you know, and live your best life, because I keep trying to tell you, I'm living my best life, child. Ever since I done gave my problems over to Jesus and the God, you know, for those of y'all who subscribe to the book, you might not be trying to convert nobody. I'm just trying to tell you, the God that I serve, okay, he been blessing me and restoring my life. So listen, endure these things that y'all go through. That's all I'm saying. Okay, you might be going through something right now. I don't know. It might be a struggle. It might be so hard for you. You just like, you know, I just can't. You know, it's just too much. Don't run from it. Endure it. Face it. Okay, for those of y'all who subscribe to the book, you know when the enemy comes? Listen here. The enemy comes. I don't know no daggone dogs that bark at parked cars. They only bark at things that's moving. So what does that mean? You want to move, you're doing what it is that you got to do. That's why life is hard. The enemy coming at you, trying to stop you. Don't run from it. Face it. Oh my God, get on the bike and pedal forward, please, y'all. You can't. Don't do it. Don't do it. This is Just a Touch of Jay, okay? I told y'all I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. I know this from experience. Go forward. Endure the crushing. No matter how hard it is, because you're going to come out like wine, baby. Fine like wine. You know what I'm saying, baby? It's like grapes. You got to go ahead and let that stuff just endure the crushing like the grapes, okay? So you can be fine like wine. Because those things are going to make you. You thinking that they breaking you, but they not. All right, so look, I had a couple notes on here. Oh, I want to talk to y'all about this one. Some of y'all out here, and y'all are, this is a point that he made. He said, a lot of people get used to pain. Oh, child, listen, I need God to help me out with this one. Because this one is kind of hard to kind of break down. But I'm going to try to go ahead and put this out there in pieces for you. So sometimes, right, we go through stuff in life and we get used to the pain. You understand what I'm saying? So we stay the same. We don't want to do no better. All right. So like, it's like, let me use the example that he gave. All right. Let me see if I can do this. Okay. He said a wife goes ahead and the wife is in the church. Okay. Just imagine this, you know, for all my believers, non-believers, whatever. Okay, the wife is in the church. The wife is praying for the husband. The husband's not in the church. You know, once the husband to come to God, and then all of a sudden when the husband comes to God, the wife don't like it. Because now the husband is at the church all the time. You understand what I'm saying? Or it could be a kid. So whatever it is. You know, you praying for something to happen and then it happens. Or you want something to happen. You're believing for something to happen. Don't even got to be prayer. Then it happens. Then all of a sudden you don't like it. Right? Because that thing that happened that's a good thing. Okay, let's say you want to be in this good, okay, relationships wise. Okay, I'm going to take it there. God laid on my heart, take it there. Relationship wise, right? You want this amazing man. Okay, for all my females out there, you praying for this guy. Oh my God, I want this guy. You know, God, okay, like Sierra. Okay, you know how Sierra, the music, you know, artist, R&B artist, Sierra. Shout out to you, Sierra, okay? She prayed for Russell. You know, I talked about this before. Russell came in, sweet to off her feet after she was messing with Future, and Future did it wrong. Okay, so she got what she prayed for, right? This is Just a Touch of Jay, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. Okay? So she got what she wanted for. Like, y'all get what you want for, right? But sometimes, when we get it, it intimidates us. So we run from it. You understand what I'm saying? We run from it. We don't want it. Oh my gosh, no, it's too much. What am I supposed to do? Don't do that. You have to make sure that you go ahead and you don't live in that pain. Because sometimes we want to live in the pain. Okay, look, this is just today. Like I said, I'm trying to wrap this up, trying to put it out there in peace for you. Let me see if I can do it like this. Okay, sometimes we live in the pain, right? And we like the pain. Okay, we like the pain because that keeps us bound, because other things intimidate us, okay? Sometimes things hurt us so bad, like he talked about heartache. Look, Lord, I'm trying to get this together. He talked about heartache, and what he said was is that when your heart is broken, okay, it's the same thing like somebody stabbing you, okay? And what medically, what it means is that your brain... What happens to you when you get hurt? Your brain can't deter the difference between I got emotionally hurt or I got stabbed. Okay, so it's so traumatic that you start getting used to the pain. So you don't want to go any forward in life when the crushing comes because you're so used to the pain. You understand what I'm saying? So you get used to the crushing, get used to the crushing, get used to the crushing. And then when something better comes, you don't want it because you're used to the pain. All right? Don't let that happen. I hope you guys got that, because this is just a touch of J. Again, I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. Like me, I could have got used to the pain. You know, like sometimes, okay, women, they get in abusive relationships and they keep on being in those relationships. Or guys get in abusive relationships and you keep being in those relationships and you can't see. You turn around, you think you in a good one, but you really attracted the same thing that you were in the last time because you pray for better, you want better, but when better comes, you run from it because you don't want to endure that crushing, okay? What he's saying, okay, is that you need to go ahead and get around your circle. Your circle needs to start changing. You need to get around people who are above you so you can be like them. You understand what I'm saying? People who are going where you want to go, all right? To be better, because the crushing is making you better. So you want to be around those better people, all right? So look, I try to go ahead and put that out there for y'all, all right? The best way that I could. Let me see if there's anything else I had wrote down that y'all need to know. Hold on. Let me skip through this. Don't resist the crushing, right? Make sure that you're trusting in what you're believing in, regardless. Okay, don't go ahead and because look, you know when the crushes start coming, y'all be like, you know what? Well, this wasn't for me. You know, I guess this ain't it. Cause you think that just because it's hard, it's not supposed to be. I'm here telling you, if you are on the right path in life, that crushing gonna come. You just gotta resist it so it goes ahead and it flees from you. The enemy be trying to come to you, you know, because don't want you to go nowhere. Oh my gosh. You trying to do better, but like, it just, the bad stuff just keeps coming. And what you do is you run from the bad stuff. No, keep on going, please. Because all you doing is just repeating the same thing. And you wonder why some of y'all out here lost. Y'all out here lost. Doing the same thing y'all been doing since 2017. I keep trying to tell y'all, this is 2020. You have to approach life differently. I can't have my babies lost out here. We got to go. Listen, my birthday is November 30th. Shout out to me. Okay, I'm out here trying to get my life together, help y'all get your life together. I can't have my babies out here lost. No, it's too many of y'all. Okay, so look, let me just sum it up, because y'all know I could get all over the place with stuff. I think I got everything straight. Okay, you got to go ahead and grow. You got to change your circle. You got to go forth when things go ahead and intimidate you. Don't run from them, please. Don't. I used to be there. I used to do that. Don't do that. You got to let the go ahead. You got, just like the wine, you got to endure the crushing of the grapes. Okay, so that you could go ahead and come out like the wine. Okay, let me see if there's anything else. Hold on, let me make sure. The process is what gets you out of the crushing. It makes you who you are. You become stronger. You already know this. You already know once you go through stuff in life, it makes you different. Your testimony is different. And give your testimony. Don't be afraid to give your testimony. Listen, I am never afraid to go ahead. That testimony sets you free to tell y'all what I went through. No, I went through some stuff in life. I was all jacked up. I've been raped. My son's father done committed suicide. Okay, listen, hung himself. All right, I done had some stuff go on about me, you know, but God is a rewarder and he's amazing. And my life is amazing, okay? And I got a joy about me. Listen here. Okay, I got a joy about me. Child, God been blessing my life. I'm trying to tell you, if you don't know, y'all better go ahead and try. Now, look, this is my inspirational Sunday post. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and slide on up out of here. Woo! Go ahead, because I'm about to go to the gym. I'm about to get it in for like 4 hours because I'm competing against somebody, and I got to go ahead and shine on him, you know, so he can hate it, baby. I got to go ahead. I got to put my best thing out there in pieces for him by September the 1st. So mama can't be out here playing. And I've been playing with this chip addiction, so y'all pray for me, okay? So look, I'm going to end this with, who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of J, baby. And all I was trying to do is put that out there in pieces for you. So I'm going to end it with this, all right? Sometimes you just have to endure the crushing, okay? Like grapes, baby. You come out fine like wine, all right? Look, that's a touch of J, baby. I just had to put that out there in pieces for you. Okay, continue to shine on them because they hate it, baby. Let that little light on the inside you go ahead and prosper out in the world. Y'all keep living your best life. Keep smiling. Don't let nobody tell you ain't thorough because you know you thorough. And just do what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Yes, okay. I'm about out of here, man. Just a touch of J. I just had to put that out there in pieces for you.